Welcome back. Crush A Lot Podcast presents 10-Minute Reviews. I'm your boy Cheese, as always, my right-hand man, Sir Loveday. Sir Loveday, how are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty darn good. How you doing?
Pretty good. A little tired, but good and excited. We have a special episode. In the main line, the Crush A Lot Podcast, we're celebrating our 100th episode. So shout out to... to Cali West, Just Ray, Sir Loveday, and Kalina for being a part of the show one way or the other. That was all the people who contributed to the show and the lifespan of the show. And for everybody who took a chance to listen to the show, be on the show, share the show. We appreciate it. As we're so grateful that we have 100 episodes, 2-3 years in the game. We don't even really know. We just been doing this for a while, and we enjoy every moment of it. But let's get right into it. 10-minute reviews, special edition. The artist we're going to feature is from a super group that's emerging called The Cloth. We already had one of the members, Mav. We reviewed Mavericks and Finn's album, Abracadabra, a few weeks ago. And we have them on the main line, and we have Mooch on the main line. But... The EP he released late last year, with produced by Pharma Beats, Heroin Farm, is out now. Go get it. I wanted to throw this at you because I find Mooch to be an interesting MC in an interesting time. Here's an EP. Sir Loveday, what was your thoughts when you're hearing the 6-7 tracks?
I was thinking this is really... what you're supposed to do with an EP. It's a great introduction to him for people who've never listened to Mooch before, who have no idea who The Cloth is, have never heard any of their work. And at the same time, it's so well done and so well put together that it kind of grabs you. So I give it a lot of credit, because there's a big back and forth between his rhymes and the beats, because of course, we know the production is very, very solid. But there's a nice little back and forth, and it fits so well with what he's doing. You know, I don't think you could have asked for a better collection of beats, so that when the EP was over, I found myself going, wait, it's done already? Oh, that was it. Okay, well, let me go back and listen to these. So I found it really enjoyable. I thought it was really well done. Huge love for the production. And of course, a fan of his MCing. You know, his style, I feel it's a little reminiscent of some other styles I've heard. It fits into the time, you know, where we now are starting to look for people who have bars again. So I think it's a good time for this kind of rapper to come out, especially with the reemergence of more street hardcore hip hop. You know, coming back around again, it's good for him to drop this right now to get some of that eyes on him. It's like, yeah, we know there are other guys who are doing it, but I'm also doing it too, and I'm actually pretty good, so give me some love.
For sure. I think Mooch is in an interesting place. As you said, there's this reemergence of golden era hip-hop, 90s hip-hop, boom-bap kind of style, reemerging in the underground scene with being headed by Griselda, Rock Marciano, and now you have like next-tier guys like Crime Apple and Brown Bag Money, Daniel Sun, all of them dropping works that are in the forefront right now. And then we have people like Riggs, Mav, and Mooch and The Cloth right behind them. So if we're looking at like the class of like the 2018-19s, the 20s, Mooch is going to be there, because in this EP he showcases he's not only a great piece of the puzzle for the Cloth, but he can hang by himself. I found that he has a lot of swag, a lot of like his style of delivery is like very laid back draw, but someone like he reminds me a lot of like Raekwon. When Raekwon first started out, he was surrounded by so many superstars that you kind of overlooked him at times. But when you paused and listened to what he was saying and how he delivered, you just felt every word, every cadence, every how intelligent he was in how he looped things together was very clear to me that Mooch has that kind of skill set. he's not going to be in the forefront of the group. That just doesn't seem like that's what's in his personality. But in terms of like just hitting consistent bars, storytelling, high-end lyrics, that's what this is. You complement that with the mastery of what Farmer Beats have been doing, who has a kind of like, he has like a, what is this? If this is NBA Jam, he's on fire. Like, it's every time he shoots, he hits, and it doesn't stop, and it's very imaginative. The production on this is very cinematic, too. It's like, it's still street, it still bangs, but there's so many layers of lush textures and a lot of live instruments. Not that they were live, but they were sampled in a way that just makes you feel like this could be played live in a venue and really come off well. And that's to say a lot for an EP. There's no reason to really treat these EPs as hard as they did. EPs are there as an introduction. This wasn't an introduction. This was a statement that he's coming and he's bringing everything with him. And if this is the quality they're going to bring, the cloth, Riggs, Mav, the Hold the Cloth, and Farmer Beats continues the way they are, the next couple of years for hip hop heads like us, and even new ones, are in for a real, real treat. This exceeded my expectation, and also in the catalog of the cloth, it was great. Great lyrics, great storytelling, great delivery, and all put together with the real highlight, almost equal or more, Farmer Beats really laid down the foundation for Mooch to really do his thing. Saying that, Sir Loveday, is there tracks or a track in particular that always calls back to you like, yo, this is the standout, check out this track?
Yeah, definitely. The number one, the one that pops into my brain after it stood out in the first listen, you got to stop, what's the name of this track? Okay, I'm going to write that down so I can remember this next time I listen to it. And that's Highly. It has such a beautiful beat. Shout out to Farmer Beats. That beat is gorgeous. It's amazing. It's one of the multiple, very orchestral beats, as you were pointing out before. They're great. They're full. They feel like they're just like you went to the point of overproducing and then just pulled it back to it was just enough that you got every single thing you needed and nothing was unnecessary. And then other than Highly, there was also Milestones, which was a nice one. And I think Can't Relax were the other ones that really, really jumped out to me. With like, okay, those ring, the beats are amazing. And he has a bunch of those moments on those records, particularly in Can't Relax for me, had a more moments where I was in tune and really engaged and enjoying his verses on Can't Relax more than I think any of the other songs.
Think the whole EP just worked really well back to back, the sequencing and all of that. But I think the track that really got me was Episode 11 with Mav and Auntie House with Riggs. I just love the back and forth. I'm not saying that he can't do these things on his own, but I just love the back and forth between these guys. I like hearing the cloth voice. And I think the production on this is, on both of those tracks, were exactly what we talked about. Lush, impactful, meaningful, and just enough space to give the pocket for Mooch to do his thing. So for me, those are the ones that really, 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 really stick out as the tracks that are the most important to check out or stand out. So check those out. In terms of my rating, 5 being you have to own it, 4 being you have to keep it in heavy rotation, 3 is stream it, definitely check it out, and 2 being like there's a few songs here we like, but the rest of the albums, whatever, put those on a playlist and keep it moving, 1 being complete trash. I definitely have to go with this is a 4. It has to be in definitely heavy rotation. It has to be in everyone's must listen to and listen to for a while, because I think there's a lot of dense stuff here and a lot of layers to it that I think people will definitely enjoy. Sir Loveday, so what do you got on this rating? You got so far high remarks. What's your total rating here?
Well, I think it's going to be another high mark again, just not the highest mark. So for me, it's a 4. I think it's definitely something that people should be listening to. It's got a lot there. There's just the little caveat of, like, I know that there's a lot of quote-unquote hip-hop fans who, you know, they're fans of more what's on the radio all the time and what gets the clubs turned up, and they might not necessarily want to hear somebody who's really out here delivering bars or who's really into the streets or really, you know, they might not want that sort of thing. Everybody has the palate for it. But if you're into it, if you like that sort of stuff, even in the slightest bit, or you think you might, you should definitely check this out. You just might find yourself with a new cat that you're going to be running around telling people about. It's worth the listen. It's really going to be good. It's going to be in your rotation.
Go check it out. Crush a Lot Podcast presents 10 Minutes Review. Subscribe and all that good stuff. We'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.